We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hang on, Rami. I'm shaving. Yeah, he spent 16 years in Milwaukee at the Fan. You know him. You love him. You respect him. Who wrote this crap? Well, at least you know him. It's time for The Rami Show with Rami Makhlouf on 1250 AM, The Fan.
It is time for The Rami Show. I am The Rami, Rami Makhlouf on 1250 AM, The Fan, your Odyssey app, and live from the Lakeland University studios offering evening and online master's programs. Learn more at lakeland.edu/get started. It's your new afternoon show at a new start time with new producer Sam Schmitz on the other side of the glass. Coming up on the show this afternoon, Gary Ellerson, former Packer and Badger running back, host of the Wendy's Big Show and the Green and Gold postgame show. He'll be here at 3:45 to talk some Packers and NFL playoffs. At 4 o'clock, we'll see if ghosts of Packers playoff pasts are still haunting you. We'll hear from Mike Budenholzer before they tip off at 5 o'clock. And Sam Monson, Pro Football Focus lead NFL analyst, host of the PFF NFL podcast. He'll be here at 5:30 to talk about the Packers and the NFL playoffs as well. Speaking of those NFL playoffs, we know now after yesterday's action who the Packers will be facing in the divisional round, and it is the San Francisco 49ers. On a scale of 1 to 10, what's your confidence level that the Packers can beat the Niners? Let's start off the week just taking your temperature on this game. Scale of 1 to 10, what's your confidence level that the Green Bay Packers will knock off the San Francisco 49ers in the divisional round this weekend at Lambeau Field? 414-799-1250. Tweet the Rami Show. At Rami, R-A-M-I-E, is tweeting. At Sam, _Schmitz. What is your confidence level, scale of 1 to 10, that the Packers get the job done on... Well, we don't know if it's Sunday, do we? They haven't said the schedule for what?
No, it's Saturday.
Oh, it is?
Yep, Saturday at 7.
Oh, Saturday at 7. Nice, we do know that. All right. There's me not doing my job again. I talked last week about the field of teams and who you don't want to see come to Lambeau Field out of the field of potential teams that could be coming to Lambeau Field on Saturday for a 7:15 kickoff, which I knew before the show even started, obviously. And I said the San Francisco 49ers were the last team that you wanted to see. And I talked about why. And you look at the line... The opening line for this game, and the Packers opened as 5.5-point favorites. Three of those are for home field advantage alone. I know that much about gambling. You get three. Almost any just NFL team gets 3 points just for home field advantage, and then they start working, you know, whatever formulas and algorithms that they have after that. So 5.5 points is a slim margin, man, when you consider three of those points are coming from home field advantage. Now, you do have to factor in Nick Bosa got hurt. We don't know if he'll play on Sunday, left with concussion. Fred Warner left with an ankle injury himself. And it is going to be cold in Green Bay on Saturday with a high of 21 and a low of 4. Damn. Is that the feels like or is that the actual? Do we know? I don't know why they give us the actual temperature and then tell us what it feels like. Just tell me what it feels like.
Right.
That's all that matters, right?
I mean, it's weather. I mean, let's right. Not make it complicated.
Exactly. Whatever temperature it feels like, that's what it is, bro. That's what it is. I don't know why we have to go with what it feels like. But this is a 49ers team, man, that I told you of the four teams that could have come to Lambeau in the divisional round, this was the one you didn't want. Hottest team in the league with an 8-2 record, including the win yesterday to advance in the playoffs over the Cowboys. 8-2 in their last 10 games. In their last eight games of the season, they figured out Deebo Samuel as a running back. He averaged 6.5 yards per carry and had 7 touchdowns on 53 carries. Sparky just brought up the first time these two teams met this season. Elijah Mitchell wasn't playing then, guys. Who was running the ball for the 49ers the first time these two teams met?
Trey Sermon, who Kyle Shanahan hated so much that he pretty much never even sniffed the field after that game.
Okay. Well, Elijah Mitchell, who missed that game because of a shoulder injury, and the 49ers only ran for 67 yards on 21 carries. He leads the 49ers with 963 yards rushing in 11 games, tied for 12th in the NFL. He's averaging 4.7 yards per carry and went for 96 and a touchdown yesterday against the Cowboys. Not to mention another 72 yards from Deebo Samuel. They ran for almost 160 yards yesterday on the ground against the Cowboys. This is a team that can run the football. And especially in the last 8-10 games of the season, has really figured out how to run the football. Then you look at the Packers' defense, giving up 27.3 points per game to their last 7 opponents. Now, they did allow the 6th fewest rushing yards in the regular season, but they also faced the 2nd fewest rushes this season. They gave up 4.6 yards per carry, 22nd in the NFL. Now, they're giving up 4.6. And I just told you Elijah Mitchell is averaging 4.7. And I just told you that Deebo Samuel averaged 6.5 yards per carry for the last 8 weeks of the season. And over the last 8 weeks of the year, the Packers' defense was 26th in total defensive EPA. That's last among NFC playoff teams. And 31st in defensive rush EPA. EPA is expected points added. It's the football equivalent of WAR. But if you want to go by that, or you want to go by yards, or whatever the case might be, the Packers can't stop the run, and the defense has been porous, to say the least, for the last 7-8 weeks of the season, especially against the run. And this is a team that comes in very proficient in running the football. Sam, what was my prediction last week? The Packers would have to score more than 24 points to
27.
Win 27 points to win every playoff game. I think I meant 27 or more. I don't mean to change my prediction. They'll have to score 27 or more points to win every playoff game.
Well, it's not like you can say they have to score 27 or less.
Right.
So right. It's kind of a one-way street there.
But I mean, more than 27 means 28 or more. 27 or more gives me just a little bit more leeway. You see what I'm saying, right?
Kind of.
Okay.
Not a math show.
Okay. No, definitely not a math show. You don't come here for math. Absolutely not. What's your confidence level that the Packers will get the job done against the 49ers this Sunday on a scale of 1 to 10, 414-799-1250? Tweet the Rami Show at 1250 AM The Fan. Sparky said it's a 10. He's on 10. Sparky's on 10 like Kendrick Lamar.
Ooh.
Yes. Nice. Like, thank you.
When's his last prediction he made? What was it about?
What do you mean?
I feel like a week ago or something, he made a prediction too, and he was really confident about it.
I don't remember.
I don't know either.
I don't remember what it was.
But the fact that he's at a 10 makes me a little nervous.
Yeah.
I can't lie.
It should. I don't think anybody should be at a 10.
No, not in the playoffs.
Anybody at a 10? 414-799-1250. You at a 10? And your confidence level? Some dude tweeted me. I'll go and find the tweet right now. Has it turned up all the way to 11, like Spinal Tap?
All right, chill.
Ryan C. says, I'm one louder than 10 in confidence. Turned it up all the way to 11 with the GIF and everything. What's your confidence level? The Packers get the job done against the 49ers Sunday on a scale of 1 to 10. 414-799-1250. Tweet the Rami Show. At Rami, R-A-M-I-E, is tweeting. I'm certainly not at a 10. I'll tell you where I'm at right after this. 1250 AM The Fan. It's the Rami Show, 1250 AM The Fan, and your Odyssey app. I'm live in the Lakeland University studios. Hope everybody had a fine weekend. We found out who the Packers will face over that weekend as the 49ers knock off the Cowboys to move on to the divisional round and visit the Packers Saturday night at Lambeau Field. On a scale of 1 to 10, what's your confidence level that the Packers get the job done and beat the 49ers Saturday night? 414-799-1250. Tweet the show, at Rami, R-A-M-I-E. M-I-E is tweeting is how you can do that. He's at Sam, double underscore Schmitz. Sam Schmitz on the other side of the glass. I didn't give my number yet. Honestly, I want to hear from some of you first. I got a number in mind. Maybe somebody can sway me.
Do you?
I do. Do you?
I do.
Okay. Well, hang on. We also have a special treat for you.
Oh,
coming up
we?
At about 3:35 here on the Rami Show.
Oh, buddy.
Do we got a special treat for you? Exclusive for the Rami Show. Right here on 1250 AM The Fan, coming up at 3:35. Where did 12:35 come from? What is that?
Are you okay?
That was weird. Yeah, I'm fine.
Been doing some weird stuff lately these past couple weeks.
I know. Let's go to Charlie in West Dallas. You're on the Rami Show. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm pumped.
Good. What's your confidence level that they beat the 49ers?
10.
10?
Yes.
10. There's not a doubt in your mind, Charlie.
I never have a doubt in my mind. I mean, of course, everybody can't win every game, but I don't have a doubt in my mind that they're going to win this game. They got the crowd there. They got their defensive players coming back. They got their offensive players going back. They got everything going for them. They're going to be hyped for this game. They're going to take this game. They're going to take it by 10.
By 10? You're on 10, and they win by 10.
And they won by 10.
All right. Thanks for the call, Charlie. Appreciate you, man.
All right.
Did you hear the promo from Bart coming out of the break? He doesn't even want to hear from you if you have any doubt in your mind on the Bart Winkler Morning Show, weekday mornings, 6 to 10. He doesn't even want to hear from you if you have a little bit. Nobody has. So far, I've run into one person who has a doubt in their mind. Matt tweets in, at a 12, no doubt in my mind that they win. Tito says 10, guaranteed win. Crabback 4? He says 100% the Packers win by at least 14 points. We haven't gotten even an inkling of doubt here in the first 20. Well, we started late because me and Sparky were talking for a long time. Let's say 20 minutes of the show. Not an inkling of doubt that the Packers can win this thing, Sam.
I'm loving this, but at the same time, I'm like, where did all this come from? Because I swear, like last week, we had like half and half where everybody was like, oh, I don't know. I think the Packers are going to lose. Now everybody's like, yeah, no doubt. It's not happening.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, good. I like it.
Okay. Here we go again. Here we go again. And I don't mean to, man. I don't mean to. This isn't what I mean to do. I'm not here to bring anybody down, okay? I'm just here to call him like I see him. I'm at a 6. Is that way too low? Like, how are we so far apart that you all are at a 10 and I'm at a 6? How is that? How are we that far apart? You're at a 10 and I'm at a 6. Where's the disparity in the things that we're seeing here in the NFL, folks? I'm not a hater. I'm not somebody who comes here to tear the Packers down. If you listen to this show, then you know that. I look at styles make fights. And I look at this fight and I see a style in the 49ers that can pose some problems for the Packers. Now, I'm putting it at a 6, assuming that Nick Bosa and Warner are going to play on Sunday. Both guys that left with injuries left with injuries yesterday against the 49ers. If those two guys play, I'm at a 6. I just see some things here. I think the 49ers might be the most dangerous team to the Packers in the NFC. They're the hottest team right now. They're running the hell out of the football. Packers can't stop the run for the life of them. They got a front 7 that can cause some problems for quarterbacks. Am I crazy to be at a 6? Because I'm at a 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. And how confident I am the Packers beat the 49ers on Saturday. How about you? 414-799-1250. Chad in Waukesha dialed that. Now he's on the Rami Show. What's up, Chad?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing well.
Good. I'm actually a little confident, too. I'm going 8. A little concerned, like you said, with the run. They're a hot team. We struggle with tight ends, you know. I still feel pretty confident. It's going to be really cold, and I guess the guy's coming back. Getting Bakhtiari back. I think we're going to run the ball over them. That's what I'm predicting. So I'll go with a 10-point win for the Packers.
And you said you're at, what, an 8 in your confidence level that they went on Saturday?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate it. That's That's reasonable to me. That's reasonable to me. I'm not, no, not everybody has to agree with me, but a 10 or some of you guys that are on 11 or 12, come on. There's no, not even a little bit of doubt in the back of your mind. Sam, where are you at? You can give me a number yet.
I'm at an 8.
At an 8. Okay.
Yeah, because at the same time, I feel very confident we're getting all of our reinforcements back, or at least most of them. I'm not expecting all of them to be back and playing fully, but we're probably the most healthiest team in the playoffs right now. And you got to account for special teams that could probably go wrong. So that's why I'm kind of subtracting 1. Also expect the unexpected. So you never know. This team's very good. At the same time, though, everybody's like, oh, well, San Francisco is the worst team I want to face. Look, I mean, you're not going to get a chance to face the Philadelphia Eagles at this point in the playoffs. All these teams are going to be tough. So I don't know what to tell you at this point.
Yeah, but I just look at the things that I've been talking about with this Packers team coming into the playoffs. Before I even knew about the 49ers and the things that they've struggled with. And I don't see a team that is currently running the ball as effectively and as authoritatively as the 49ers are.
But
like, obviously, Tom Brady scares you, obviously. Yeah. You know what I mean? And the Rams have plenty of firepower. The Cardinals, if they come out of that game and go to beat the Buccaneers. But I just look at where the Packers have some holes and where other teams have some strengths. And this 49ers team might be the toughest out for the Packers on this side of the bracket.
No, I would agree. But at the same time, what are the Packers' strengths and where are the 49ers' weaknesses? I think on that defense, their secondary is definitely the weakness. And I like my chances of Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers, the back-to-back MVP.
For sure.
And on top of that, our running game is probably a lot better than it was in week 3.
Where David Bakhtiari is at and his recovery and football shape, and where Josh Myers is at and his recovery and football shape, and where Billy Turner is at and his recovery and football shape, will have a lot to do with what happens in this game on Saturday. Because if they can put pressure on Rodgers and nullify some of that weakness in the secondary, because Sam is right. They have 34-year-old Josh Norman at one of their cornerbacks, and the other one is a third round rookie. So if you can keep Warner and keep Bosa and the rest of that front seven off of Rodgers, and they rush only 4 usually, if you can keep them off Rodgers, he will pick that secondary apart. If they're causing pressure though and taking some of that out of the game, then that again causes some problems for the Packers. Mike the Painter, you're on the Rami Show. What's up, Mike?
Good afternoon there, Rami.
It is.
Yes, it is. And you know what? Deary last week said he had a dream that the Packers were going to win it all. So I am at a 10, and I will put it on my mama.
At a 10?
They are whooping up on the 49ers.
You're doing this all because of a dream that Gary had?
Gary had the dream. He had it. And that's MLK Day.
I was just
going to
say,
Let's not.
He had the dream last week that the Packers were winning it all. So I'm going with it.
Mike, I appreciate the call. You know, I was about to make the joke, and then I was like, "Nah, that's tasteless."
I'm glad he did, because I was about to chime in.
On this day of all days, it's kind of tasteless, isn't it? And I backed, and then Mike had to go and make the joke. People are putting this on a Gary dream. On a Gary Ellerson dream.
Mike's kind of right, but Gary's had this dream since like week 8. So it's not anything new.
Was it that early in the
season?
Oh,
yeah. Well, you can ask him
that
again.
Gary had a dream, and that's what people are going on. I'm giving you all this analysis. I'm giving you yards per carry. I'm giving you EPA. I'm giving you what these teams have done in the last 7-8 weeks. I'm giving you like hard analysis. Y'all are going on a Gary dream. Like, if anybody should just be throwing out ridiculous stuff like dreams, and anybody should be throwing out like hardcore football analysis, it should be flipped. It should be reversed. The former Packer is the one who should be giving you the hardcore analysis. I'm the one who should be coming here with nonsense like dreams. Y'all are going on a Gary Ellerson dream?
No, you would never.
No, never. No, I wouldn't do that. I actually used to have a segment on my show where one of my co-hosts would tell us what he dreamt for a particular game that weekend, and we'd bet money on it.
How can you remember? I can barely remember what I dreamt of
last night. He was really good at it. And he could even like try and dream about certain things. It was weird. It's a weird. Some people have that ability. All right, we've gone off the rails here. What's your confidence level that the Packers beat the 49ers on Sunday? Does it have to do with football, or does it have to do with the Gary Ellerson dream on a scale of 1 to 10? 414-799-1250. Tweet the Rami Show at Rami, R-A-M-I-E, is tweeting. We'll hear from Gary Ellerson himself coming up at 3:45. More from you right after this. You know who that is. Y'all know who that is. We know who that is, right? The one, the only, local legend, Eddie J. Lemberger of Bucks Lust, of what was the Bird song?
Oh, man.
This world of greed and gold.
Oh, we rule this diamond.
We rule this diamond. But this world of greed and gold, the latest hit by our friend Eddie J. Lemberger. Exclusive. It heard exclusively right here on The Rami Show on 1250 AM The Fan. Sam, you told me before I played it. Slaps. The slaps.
Slaps.
Slaps a little bit.
I feel like more than any other Eddie J song, he just talks his talk on this.
Just talking that talk.
Right. It's not even like vibing supreme virtuosity. It's just, bro, we are the Green Bay Packers. We're world champions. Nitschke, Star, all these guys.
I wasn't feeling we rule this diamond on the first hearing. This one?
Oh, yeah.
I'm feeling this.
That guitar in the beginning?
Eddie, if you're listening, and I know you are, buddy.
Congratulations. We got another one.
Another hit. Another hit by Eddie J. Can I just make one small suggestion? One little critique? It's about the mix. It's about the mix. I'd like a little more bass. I'd like you to turn up the bass a little bit, Eddie.
Rami, he doesn't call us and tell you how to host.
I'm just saying, if you could remix it and just amp up the bass just a little bit. This World of Green and Gold by Eddie J. Lemberger. You'll be hearing that throughout the playoff run here on The Rami Show on 1250 AM The Fan. Asking you right now on The Rami Show, scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you the Packers get the job done against the 49ers this weekend? 414-799-1250, tweet The Rami Show at 1250 AM The Fan. We'll hear from Gary Ellerson, former Packer and Badger running back, coming up at 345. But Mr. Milwaukee, you're on The Rami Show. What's up, Mr. Milwaukee?
Well, hello, Rami. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I started out at an 8 this morning. Started thinking through some of the hard facts, right, that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned it earlier in the show, and I'm just going to say, you always get me so fired up. When you're on the big show, you're just like that Bears guy. And now, God, I love listening to your show.
Well, thank you, man.
I always get pumped up before I come home.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that.
But, you know, you're talking about Elijah Mitchell coming back, and Joey Bosa was just coming off injury, mm-hmm. wasn't all the way back. Do we have enough fingers on both hands to be able to count how many guys the Packers are getting back?
You're absolutely right about that. But the only guy...
Hold on.
I'll let you finish, but the only guy coming back from injury that'll help them in stopping the run is Whitney Mercilus. Jaire Alexander shouldn't even try to help in the run with coming back off a shoulder injury. And Jaire Alexander is a pass rusher. He's not a guy who does a lot to stop the run game. But go ahead.
So... we'll come back to the run. Mm-hmm. But on the offensive side of the ball, they were doing a pretty good job of protecting Aaron Rodgers before they got any of those three back.
For sure.
Right?
Yes.
They were doing that pretty much week in, week out. Aaron Rodgers was able to, you know, move around and do what he needed to do to keep the offense going. Now you head back to Ari. You get Billy Turner for depth or wherever you need to put him. You get Myers back. Packers offense is going to roll the 49ers defense. As far as stopping the run... they were doing that. They were stopping the run just fine up until about, 6 weeks ago?
8 weeks, yeah.
8 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, all right. You out-researched me there.
Over the last 8 weeks, the Packers are 26th in the NFL in defensive EPA.
They haven't been good at stopping the run for the last 8 weeks, as Robbie says. I feel like if the Packers offense does what I expect it to do, mm-hmm. you're going to see that NASCAR package destroying Jimmy Garoppolo all day long, and the run won't matter. They're going to get up 14, 17 points before halftime. 49ers are going to start passing, and you're going to see Rashawn Gary. You're going to see Z in limited action. You're going to see Kenny Clark getting in there, mm-hmm. Preston Smith, and Jimmy Garoppolo will throw three picks, and this thing is over. Good night.
Mr. Milwaukee, thanks for the call. And that's a great point right there. The best way to defend their run is to get up early, is to get up big early and take their run out of the game via play calling. That's the best way to beat the 49ers this weekend. And to defend their very good run game with your very poor run game is take their run game out of it by getting up early. But Sam, of the three things that the Packers struggled with offensively this year, deep plays, red zone, and slow starts, what's the one that they haven't fixed yet?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
The red zone, deep plays, and slow starts.
Slow starts.
Slow starts are still the one thing that they haven't fixed.
Yeah.
So can you get up big early? If they can, I love their chances. If they can get if just a 10-point lead early in this game, and I love the Packers' chances. If you get off to a slow start though, and they get that run game rolling and they start feeling good about themselves, that's going to be a problem. Cole on the South Side, you're on the Rami Show. Scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel about the Packers winning on Sunday?
You can put me down for a 10, 11, 12, 13. It doesn't matter. It's going to be 41-20, 41-23. When Garoppolo is like Stafford, he's good for a pick or two. Opportunities are going to be there. Short field position. At San Francisco, base 4-3 defense. Even if Bosa plays, best way to neutralize those DNs or outside linebackers in a 3-4, you just run it right at them, right down their throat. I'm not really worried about San Francisco on defense. They're going to score 23, 24, 27 points, but it's irrelevant. But we're going to put up 40.
Going to put up 40. All right. Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for the call, Cole.
That's just a soft secondary, and Rodgers will probably throw for 300.
It's not a good secondary. Cole, appreciate the call. And if a couple callers in a row now have brought up Jimmy Garoppolo, and that might be the key to this one. Sometimes I don't really know what to make of stats like this, and maybe nothing, to be quite honest with you. Garoppolo was 2-6 in games where he threw at least one interception, 7-0 in games where he didn't throw any interceptions. If you can take one from Jimmy, and he'll give you the chance to take at least one, sometimes two or three, as that last caller said, if you can take one from Jimmy Garoppolo, it apparently greatly increases your chances of beating the Green Bay Packers. He was much more efficient in the second half of the season, though, and 7th in total QBR and 2nd in yards per pass attempt. So Jimmy Garoppolo, he gets a lot of hate thrown his way, man. And I don't think he's a great quarterback. And no, I don't have him ahead of Josh Allen. You Josh Allen people are funny, by the way. I saw you on my timeline this weekend.
Oh, just wait, Rami.
We'll talk about that later in the show. You guys are hilarious. Josh Allen was playing really good football. He was on Sunday. He actually was. Good for him. Won a divisional, won a wild card game. Ooh, wow.
All right, save it, because I don't have enough time to rebuttal.
Okay.
We got somebody on the
line. All right. Yeah, we got a break, and we got to get to Gary Ellerson of the Green and Gold Post Game Show, the Wendy's Big Show, the former Packer and Badger running back. I don't need to tell you any of this. You know him, you love him, and he joins the Rami Show next on 1250 AM The Fan. It's the Rami Show on 1250 AM The Fan. Get back into some Packers talk with you at 4 o'clock. See if any ghosts of playoffs past are still haunting Packers fans as they get ready to take on the 49ers this Saturday in the divisional round. Speaking of the 49ers, Matt Mayocco, he works for NBC Sports in the Bay Area, says that Jimmy Garoppolo had a shoulder sprain, according to Kyle Shanahan. But Shanahan says Garoppolo had a slight sprain of his throwing shoulder, should be able to practice on Wednesday, but something to monitor as the 49ers come to Lambeau on Saturday. And also, Coach Bud, before their game this afternoon, tip-off at 5 o'clock, says Drew Holiday's ankle injury is day-to-day. He may be back as soon as Wednesday. Joining me now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from the Green and Gold Postgame Show, the Wendy's Big Show, and the former Packer and Badger running back, who you can catch on Spectrum News 1 along with Roy Butler and Dennis Krause tonight at 7 o'clock. It's the one, the only, Gary Ellerson. GE, how are you this afternoon, my friend?
Good, Rom Dog. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. Always better when Gary Ellerson can join me. So I'm better than I was even just a couple of minutes ago. Gary, I'm going to ask you the question I was asking Packers fans to start the show today. Scale of 1 to 10,
sure.
How confident are you that the Packers beat the 49ers on Sunday? Scale of 1 to 10.
10.
10? You're another one with the 10. There's not a shadow of a doubt in your mind that they beat the 49ers.
The Packers are a better team. 49ers are good, but the Packers are a better team. This is almost like when the 49ers beat the Packers a couple years ago out there in San Francisco, NFC Championship game. The Packers are a better team, Rami.
I agree with you that they're the better team, but I learned a lot about football from working with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler over the years. And sometimes a good matchup on a given Sunday can override who's the bigger team. And I look at this game and I look at how bad the Packers have been against the run for the last 8 weeks or so, and how good the 49ers have been in running the football the last 8 weeks or so. And I just see this, you know, they say styles make fights. I see this as a style that gives the Packers some problems this weekend. I put it at a 6, Gary. How am I so far apart? Because you're not the I got people saying 11, 12, 13 on a scale of 1 to 10. How are we so far apart on this?
Well, because I think, you know, you're looking at trends, and trends are good. But I don't think you're basing it off of, you know, probably a couple years ago. That probably sits in your mind, and everybody knows that the 49ers want to run the football, and they set the edge and all this. The 49ers had an opportunity to do that out in San Francisco, and it didn't work.
I've had multiple.
So I think you just got.
No, go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
You gotta just revert back to that game. What's been in your head recently? And for me, that's it. I think with you get Za'Darius Smith back, Devondre Campbell, you let him sit out a game, and now he's a little bit healthier. I think it's a much healthier football team than what you saw the last 6 weeks, 7 weeks. With some guys getting back in the rest that they've gotten. And now I think you see a more of a banged-up 49ers team actually coming into this game with Fred Warner. That's going to hurt him a lot if he can't play what he said he's going to play, but it's going to be banged up. Bosa with the concussion, that was a pretty big hit. You talked about Garoppolo with his shoulder. They got a lot of stuff going on where I feel like the Packers are the healthiest of the two of those teams.
Gary, I've had multiple people, Sparky, callers, bring up a dream that you've had as to why they believed so strongly that the Green Bay Packers are going to win not just this Sunday, but the next three Sundays to bring home a Lombardi Trophy. What is this dream? What did you dream?
Yeah, I mean, the last time I had the dream, Rami, it was when the Packers won the Super Bowl.
Oh, I remember. I was working with you then. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And I had the same thing. I don't know if it's epiphany or whatever you guys call them, big words.
Yeah, yeah.
I had one of those. And I also, in that same dream, Rum Dog, I had that the Aaron Rodgers, they won the Super Bowl, and Aaron Rodgers signed a new contract with the Green Bay Packers.
All in the same dream?
All in the same dream, Rum Dog.
Did he announce it, like, from the podium while holding up the trophy that he was coming back next year, that there was a contract in place?
No, I had to go pee when that happened.
In your dream, or you actually had
in my dream?
Okay.
Because sometimes I don't know if you dream like that, because that's how people wet the bed. Sometimes they dream like they're actually peeing, and it actually happens. But I'm old enough now to know when I dream that. Sure. I need to wake up.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Yeah. At what age did you get that down? At what age was that not a problem anymore?
About 11 or 12.
Good. Good. I'm glad you figured that out. So,
and then you had to differentiate between, like, was that like my real, like, was that a pee dream, or was that other thing that you normally have when you get to be that age, you know?
Sure. Yeah, I'm not quite at that age yet. I don't need to share that with you. I don't need to divulge all that. I was about to tell you.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
I stopped myself. I just stopped myself. All right. So, do you see the 49ers as a week out in the NFC? Because I see them as maybe the toughest out. Are you on 10 for like all the remaining games? There's not a doubt in your mind that the Packers are going to run the table and finish this thing.
No, it's not a doubt. The Packers are a better team. If they don't win at all, it's on them. They've got the best football team right now in the NFL. I think I said this to you before, maybe 3 weeks ago. I'm still staying there. They are the best football team in the NFL, Rami.
And
that was before. That was before all these jokers are not coming back.
Yeah, that's got people really riding high, man. Is all these guys coming back? I think is what's really fueling a lot of this optimism, and I can see why that would fuel so much optimism. But I just wonder how, Gary, you tell me, you're a former player. I'm sure you've come back from injuries before. How long does it take you to be back in? We heard Nathaniel Hackett last week talking about getting these guys in football condition and how that's not something that you can simulate or replicate in any practice or anything. You got to play the game to get into football shape. How long does it take for those guys, or do you think it'll take for those guys to get their legs under them and really be back to themselves?
Well, the Packers, they've been kind of laying the groundwork for this. We weren't privy of this. I mean, it felt like, from what I've been reading about David Bakhtiari, he could have been back like a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they just chose to kind of keep him back to get him as close to 100% as possible. And then that's why you saw a Detroit game where they just kind of spelled him in. Josh Myers were ready. And they just kind of put him in there. And I think on defense, if Jair comes back, Za'Darius come back, I think that's even better. on defense, because you can just play those guys in your nickel and dime package, and what they do well. Za'Darius is going to let them go rush the pass, go get the quarterback. Jair, just go guard that guy over there. And I think so it serves him well better defensively, more so than David Bakhtiari. He's going to have to go a whole game. Now, I don't know if they sub him out or what they're going to do, but I think it's tough to do on the offensive line.
You can do that with pass rushers, though, and with cornerbacks when it comes to exactly. Merciless and Za'Darius Smith and Jair Alexander.
Right. Situational, yes.
Talking with Gary Ellerson, former Packer and Badger running back. Catch him on Spectrum News 1 tonight at 7, along with Leroy Butler and Dennis Krause. And, of course, weekdays 10 to 2 right here on The Fan on the Wendy's Big Show. Now, Gary, you know I respect your musical taste and your musical opinions, right, from all the years together that we worked on the Wendy's Big Show. Were you a fan of Eddie J. Lemberger and Bucks Lust during the Bucks playoff run last year?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Okay,
yeah.
You get into that. Were you feeling the Bucks Lust, or were you one of the people not really getting on board with the Bucks Lust?
Yeah, I liked it a lot, but your good friend Steve Sparky Pfeiffer didn't like it.
Yeah, he wasn't a fan. He wasn't really a fan.
True.
Well, Eddie gave us We Rule This Diamond for the Brewers playoff run. That did not work out, but Eddie J is back, Gary Ellerson, with This World of Green and Gold, and it's an exclusive right here on the Rami Show. I just wanted to play a little bit of it and get your thoughts, Gary Ellerson, as the musical with your musical acumen that you bring weekdays 10 to 2 on the Rami Show. Here's Eddie J. Lemberger and This World of Green and Gold.
Green and gold. We live this world of green and gold. We're gifted both, my green and gold. More than a century of victories. We're dynamic like magic. We live this world of superior tradition. We reign supreme, champions on a mission. Superb title, town esteem. We gave birth to the Super Bowl. We won there first. We're the bedrock of this football universe.
What do we think, GE? You feeling this?
No, I'm not feeling that kind of no.
Not feeling it? Not
no,
feeling it.
Sorry, Eddie.
All right. Well, I want you to be honest. I want you to be honest.
Sometimes you try too hard.
Think that's what happened there? Eddie was trying a little too hard.
Yeah, he tried.
What would be your critique? Let's say he was going to go back in the lab and tweak it. What would you change about it? What's wrong with it?
He just didn't grab me. I don't know what Eddie's doing on that. Sometimes stuff grabs you. That didn't grab me.
All right. Okay. What could
sometimes stuff grabs you. That didn't, you know.
What's gonna be grabbing us at 7 o'clock tonight on Spectrum News 1 when Gary Leroy and Dennis Krause sit down to talk some Packers? What can we look forward to?
Well, Leroy wasn't very happy with Dennis today.
What happened?
Well, he played that San Francisco cut where T.O. caught the ball in the end zone. You might want to check his reaction.
Why would they do that to lead 36?
I know.
Why would they do that
and like,
to our
you know,
dude?
Before the show even started, he said, y'all better not play that cut they played.
That's dirty, man. That's dirty. Even I wouldn't do that. That's dirty right there. That is not cool, Dennis Krause. We'll catch that tonight on Spectrum News 1 at 7 o'clock. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Dennis Krause sit down for the roundtable. And, of course, weekdays 10 to 2 here on The Fan and statewide on the Big Show Network and the Green and Gold postgame show after the divisional round this Saturday. GE, appreciate you, man. Thank you.
All right. Can't wait, buddy. Yep. There's a good one.
There's Gary Ellerson joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If applying for a home renovation loan has you feeling anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of bankability. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today. Gary not feeling it. Gary not feeling the world of green and gold from Eddie J. Lemberger.
Kind of surprised.
I thought it slapped. I thought it slapped.
I don't think it slaps, but I don't think it's... I mean, look, we didn't like Rule This Diamond from the beginning.
Right. That grew on us, but it was no Bucks Lust. It grew on us a little bit, but it never reached the heights of Bucks Lust.
Oh, certainly not.
No.
This one, I like it.
I like it. Banger. Is it a banger? Can we call it a banger?
I feel like solid.
Okay. Call it solid, not a banger. I think if you just turn the bass up a little bit in the mix, just turn the bass up, I think it'll add a lot, Eddie.
I would like to hear Eddie J on autotune.
That would be fun as well. That would be fun. We'll hit a quick break on the other side. It doesn't sound like it. It doesn't sound like it at all from the talk, the chatter about the Packers so far here on the Rami Show. But any ghosts of Packers playoff past haunting you as we enter the real playoffs now? We'll get into that right after this on the Rami Show.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.